Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway View of GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Kind of getting an earlier start today.
Why?
Was it a catch in Pittsburgh?
We did this yesterday.
Kobe, was he better as 8 or 24? 855-282-8255.
Now that's a hot topic.
Panthers coming to St. Louis?
It was owned by P. Diddy. P. Diddy. He doesn't go by P anymore, right? It's just Diddy.
Doug?
Well, that was my question. So I was kind of throwing it out to the rest of the crowd.
Wait, I thought he was Puff.
I don't think he's P. Diddy.
Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, and I think he changed it again last year.
What if he just said, from now on, call me Nick? That's what I'd be on board.
I don't know call that's going to work.
Hey, Seamaster, I need you to come into the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. For whatever reason, the text inbox login is not working. Doug, can you imagine if we wouldn't have the text inbox?
It'd be a better show.
What?
P. Diddy is now Brother Love.
Brother Love?
That's his name?
Wasn't that a gentleman on the WWE?
He was very red, that guy.
He's known
And now
as...
he's part of like one of the most successful podcasts in all the land.
Oh, the Cat Chat.
He is now...
Second most popular.
Now Love, as in Brother Love. So they call him Love now.
I'm not calling him Love.
Why would he change his name?
What's going on here? I'll just shut the computer down. We'll give it another run.
All right. Boy, no texting today. That's a good thing.
No, I wouldn't give up the ship on that. But people are calling. People have thoughts, and now they're just calling in because they know I can't read them. 855-282-8255. Taking a look at your Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log. Brian Curtis of The Ringer will be with us at 9 o'clock. Larry Nickel, Ranked Countries, most likely an actor from... a 1990s sitcom will be four, I think. Maybe a city or two will be in the top five, but that'll happen.
I think it's a delight.
And Salt and Smoke's the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. For whatever reason, I was thinking this morning at me home, I wouldn't mind some of that Salt and Smoke today. I was thinking that at 6:20. That's like an
for
attic.
Breakfast? You want it for breakfast?
No. I was just thinking kind of later on in the day, I got some things... Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent.
Oh, Kirkwood High.
Yeah, class of 73. Mm-hmm. Were you, class 72?
Four.
So did you guys cross paths?
No, I didn't really know him. He had a younger brother that I knew. I didn't know him.
Was he on that state basketball team? Back-to-back no. State appearances, the Cat?
I think Jim Talent was probably in the advanced classes. You know, he might have been on a different curriculum than I was on at Kirkwood.
Why didn't he get into sports talk right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, he's coming in.
Sounds like he is in it if he's coming in.
That's right.
Today,
I think maybe he wants to see if, what do you, I think he went to Harvard Law. We could have gone to Harvard Law.
Oh, absolutely.
They recruited me heavily.
I didn't want to go that far away from home.
I just felt like it was, look at me, I'm going to Harvard Law.
Right.
You know, I just want to be a regular guy. Yeah. Sure, I'm smarter
than
everyone.
I'll hold him accountable for
you
that.
You seem more of the Yale type anyway.
Nice.
I went to Geneseo just because that was more of a people school.
Well, I want to be luncheon meats.
You son of a...
Doug, this is...
They got a nice brown swagger department.
Caller Adam is on.
Hey, Adam.
What? What is it?
Adam!
Nurse?
Adam!
Nancy?
He's not there.
Chasey, if we don't have the text or the phone calls, we might as well play Swope's Picks.
No, he's not
Are
there.
Are you getting bad gateway? Is that what you got on your...
Oh, is that the issue?
I got bad gateway.
What does that mean?
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, my gosh. Any of you guys got a vasectomy?
No, not me.
No.
Why would you ask? That's a personal question.
Well, because I have a personal problem, and I need to get it figured out.
All right, go ahead.
So any of you guys got vasectomy?
No.
Can't really help. Listen, I got skin in the game now, Doug, so I don't need you bitching at me about your channel, okay? I have YouTube TV now, understood?
You understand that, Doug?
Good for you.
I can watch Channel 4 and Channel 5. You know what I was doing the other night?
No.
The weather was on, and I was on Channel 5. Their graphics are beautiful, high definition. It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I switch to Channel 4. I swear to God, it looks like it's from a Super Nintendo.
Probably your TV.
Look, you know what? Channel 4 is a fine station. Some call it Doug's big channel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would come on and knock Doug's.
It's coming around, and everything's pixelated. It looks terrible. Go to Channel 5. It's leaps and bounds better. I don't have Channel 2. I can't afford that. But I'm
it's your TV. You don't even get one of the stations. You
I think a lot of people don't get most of the affiliates.
1080p, bitch.
Yeah. What good does it do if you can't get the stations?
My son was born. He's healthy.
Congratulations. That's good news.
Tim, I saw a picture of you on Facebook. And my only complaint is that your suit looked a little ill-fitted.
You know what? I think that's a great observation, actually. I don't know where you would have seen that. I don't like when people, like, family members just post pictures because then it leads to people, Doug, that I would rather not, such as Adam, all due respect, of course, mm-hmm. observing family yeah. moments. But since you brought it up and since my privacy, of course, has been invaded by family members, I agree with you. You know, I got that suit, like, 5 years ago. And I would describe my body as more tight and more rewarding now than it was 5 years ago.
It looked like it could be taken in a little bit, but I apologize for bringing that up.
No. No. You shouldn't apologize. I need to hold my sister accountable, because then all of a sudden I see Snapchats and Instagram posts from my home on her accounts, and I'm going, you know. But either way, I think it's a wonderful observation. Doug, and I think the suit, but that's a good problem to have, is that suits could be taken in.
Yeah, you can get a nice tailor, just kind of mark up the slacks nice. For you.
I agree
careful
with
that. There's no, I had an incident where there was a little too much feeling at the inseam, and I had to go, I think we're good on that.
Oh.
Listen, if any of you guys out there got vasectomies, text me pictures of the scar, 636-248-4227. I want to see those scars. Oh, yeah, it hurt.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Good.
Scar pick.
Covered vasectomies and my suit being taken in.
Odd person.
You know, I agree with it. That the pant seems to me, I don't. I wear the
slacks
suit.
On this show.
Oh, I thought it was pant.
Pant or slacks?
Trousers.
Pant.
What's wrong with trousers?
You trow?
That's the underwear.
You go to Men's Warehouse, you're going to like the way you look.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get this suit from Men's Warehouse, but I wear it, and God, I don't know. I mean, I wear a suit these days. I mean, I guess you have to wear one with Fox Sports Midwest. Doug, do you wear a suit often when you anchor?
Occasionally.
You can wear a blazer, though. You have to wear, like, a suit ensemble.
Right.
You know?
But I wear suits if I have to go that route. And, God, if I do it more than three times a year, it's high. So, anyway, I don't really wear suits often. But I noticed it. I'm thinking, yeah, I think Adam's observation, both on vasectomies and my suit, spot on. So far, caller of the day.
You know what? Do yourself a favor. Wait till it's like 85 degrees and then walk through a crowded stadium in a suit. Then you'll really enjoy the day. That's what suits are made for. 85 degrees walking the crowd at Wrigley.
Nice. They tell you you have to wear a suit?
There's certain protocols, something like 90 degrees, and then we can go to polos or something. They're very strict.
I would think
it's a good place to work, but that's one of the rules that sometimes we get chafed by.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think you're doing a baseball game. You could wear a polo every night and be okay.
Update on the text inbox, which I think is probably the most important thing going on outside of Adam's vasectomy. Seamonster, we had this happen a couple weeks ago. This is the software, because I'm able to access other sites. But the cat, you have that bad gateway. 502, mm-hmm. Doug, it's Air 502. Air 502.
Well, that's a bad one.
And it's bad gateway, so I think it's with our text inbox software.
Right. Well, watch me. I'm gonna solve the problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Because what happens, people sometimes are shy to call in because, let's face it, we cross-examine people, hold them accountable. They're scared. But they still want to participate in the show. I'm going to say, if you want to drop us a note, just come knock on the glass. One of our staff will come and get your note, and we will read it as a text.
Oh, my, so the Cuck Studio.
Well, it's not, I didn't want to say that because it's not ready yet still.
Oh, it's
right?
not?
Why isn't it ready?
Well, Plowboy's not in charge of that.
Last time we spoke,
there was...
I think there
are some rogue wires that aren't really
connected.
Put in place.
Have we tested it, or are we just assuming it doesn't work?
We have not, because no one's really told me what pot to pot up.
Mm. Well, didn't we send Iggy over there and then we forgot about him and poor Iggy went to try this, right? Didn't that happen, Iggy?
I just smoked. That's fine. No, you don't need to test it because when you have five wires just hanging out of the wall connected to nothing, you know it's not hooked up.
Oh. What if you put them in between your fingertips and as a human connector? Maybe that would work.
I don't know if my fingertips have Wi-Fi access in order to hook that up.
Well, see if you can find that. I think Best Buy has that, fingertip Wi-Fi. Great Christmas present, stocking stuffer.
Doug, the holidays are fast approaching.
Yes, they are.
You going out of town, baby?
No.
Sweet action. The cat, you're staying in. Talked about that with your lovely wife on Saturday at Randy Markell's Christmas party.
And it was a nice shindig that he threw.
You know who was there? Watch this. On a home run by the Wizard. Pretty good.
Sure was.
Ozzie Smith.
Yeah.
Fan of the radio station. Probably fan of this show, you would have to think.
I don't think he is even aware of this show, but he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, sure.
Aware of this show?
Always in good spirits, Ozzie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Greatest defensive player in the history of Major League Baseball.
I'm not going to argue with that, Doug.
I saw the defensive war ratings that somebody had on all players in history. You know, Brooks Robinson, whoever you think is the greatest defensive player. And Ozzie was well ahead of everybody else.
Don't save me, bro.
Don't save me, bro.
No. Don't save me, bro.
Don't save me, bro.
Nice.
Hey, where was Bo Hart on that?
I don't believe he was on the list.
What?
I don't think the list included him.
We had a nice chat with Bo Hart
on the cat chat, Doug. Bo Hart is on the cat chat.
Was he? Call me kitty cat.
He actually is a little soured on how his tenure in St. Louis ended, believe it or not.
Really?
A little sour on that, yeah. He's doing well. He's with an IT firm in Memphis now, and every once in a while, he says someone calls him to relive that red-hot start. But we got Grichuk, which I recommend. That's up for tonight. And then Colton Wong drops, drops late tonight. And then we got Bo Hart.
Bo Hart, hard worker.
Hard-working guy.
I would think most players who weren't stars in the league and had a really long run, most would be disappointed and a little upset with the way their career ended.
I have a Bo Hart on my left ass cheek.
Ah, everybody.
See, I did not mention. I should have. That was my.
That was a miss.
Everybody probably thinks they have a little more left than what the organization's thought.
Yeah, I feel like I should have been the starting quarterback at St. Louis U High, and I still am pissed at Gary Kornfeld.
Right.
I feel I should be on the network. I'm smart.
Not like people say. Not dumb.
Wasn't he tending bar in Memphis for a while?
Yeah.
I think that was Ray King at Patty Oates.
But he's been with this company for 9 years, sales executive, big money. And I think he's doing quite well for himself. I will say
that the
Colton Wong interview covers very important baseball topics. You're going to want to hear it. Like, who on last year's Cardinals staff really believed in Bigfoot and made them look at websites?
It seems like it's kind of a common theme in this cat chat.
And why one Cardinal player, and he names who it is, which I was shocked, doesn't stay at the hotel in Milwaukee because he saw a ghost.
I thought this was Brendan Ryan.
No.
Is he still traveling with the club?
No, Brendan Ryan said he made that up. Brendan Ryan told a reporter in Memphis that he saw a ghost in his room, and it was in the paper. I saw it. And then Ryan said, I thought he knew I was kidding. No, this is a Cardinal player who, a well-known Cardinal player, who saw a ghost of a woman playing the piano in his room and was so freaked out, he does not stay there. And
I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by this now.
And then according to Colton Wong, another player, still with the team, was in that same room the next season and saw the same thing, a woman in the corner playing the piano.
Any pictures? Why didn't they get a picture of it?
Look, I'm just reporting. I'm like, who is your cell phone? I'm like Sean Hannity. I report, you decide.
They got a cell phone there. Take a picture of that.
Wow. I have to tell you.
And he names names.
You just got better at teasing.
He names names.
Well, so who
I can't wait to listen to this.
And I double checked. And I said, hey, does this guy not stay at that hotel? No. Saw a ghost. I actually got verification.
Seems like why you would want to stay at the hotel.
No, I've heard these stories and other players.
What's the name of that hotel?
Fister.
No, that's a Belladonna movie.
No, the Fister and
okay.
And so I've heard players say, in the middle of the night, a light went on or something, you know, random.
But
like that.
Seeing a woman playing was it like an what do they call it, Doug? An apparition, like a spirit?
Yeah, like a spirit, like a ghost.
Oh, my word. Is the piano in the room or did the piano come along?
No,
she brought the piano.
The ghost brought the piano. And I've heard these stories, and whenever I go, I'm like, please let me see a ghost. I'm going to get video.
Yeah. Wouldn't you request that room?
I'm going to sell it to Entertainment Tonight, and I'm out.
That's where you would want to
please,
stay,
ghost. Please.
Now, did the ghost bother this gentleman?
No, just minding her business in the corner playing the piano. Freaked him out. And then you get another player saying he saw the same thing?
Maybe they're
in cahoots. This is a huge story.
Now, this story has been circulating as rumor that someone saw some to the point where they weren't staying there. Cole Muang came out with it. And he also says that there was a member of the team last year who swore that Bigfoot was real and would make the players look at this website to show them pictures to say that there's some conspiracy as to why.
Doug, this might be why the club isn't getting into the postseason.
I think 2 years in a row now.
Now you got to do some journalism, Cap, because obviously if there's a ghost, something happened at that hotel where that lady either died or something to be going back to that hotel playing the piano. So you need
trick to treat bitches.
Yeah, do a little research. See who was killed at that hotel.
I was busy because I had Bo Hart, and you know he's a hard worker. So
Bo Hart, hard worker.
You better believe when we go to the Milwaukee area next year that there will be a ghost story on the pregame
show. I have to tell, I am absolutely fascinated by this. So was this conversation serious?
He's serious.
So there really is a member of the Cardinals still with the team, and I don't want you to give it away because we are getting better at teasing, who does not stay there because this happened.
Yes.
I'm not going to out the fella.
With a name, and then the guy who also saw it at another time verifying names the name too.
Boomer Kingsley?
It probably wasn't Boomer Kingsley or Ernie Bjorkman.
Ernie Bjorkman's doing it. Right.
Kiko Calero apparently had some...
Doug, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I've told you before I've had some really strange things happen at my house that I could never explain, so...
What, Victor just showed up?
I don't know. No, it had nothing to do with Victor.
My bad.
I don't know what to believe. I don't know whether to believe that or not.
I think there is something to the spirit world. I really do. I'm not saying that everyone that says they saw a ghost, but I think there's something to it. And it is true... Scientists will tell you we only use like a tiny portion of our brain on this show, a lot less than right. Most other sectors. But
don't say sectors.
You figure if we're only using what 12% of our brain, that there's a lot of mental power out there somewhere that is untapped. And I think people have souls, and I think there's got to be something to it. That the energy of a soul that is tortured for whatever reason while they walk the earth could put bad karma out.
So you think some poor lady has to spend eternity playing the piano in a Milwaukee hotel room?
That's a typical thing. Yes, that's what I think they have to.
No, well, that's what this woman is doing.
Yeah, apparently. You're using one example. I'm saying that I'm sure that's not the only ghost story in the world, Doug. There's probably millions.
Also, we don't see like this ghost woman. Cavemen, you know? Like, I mean, wouldn't they still be like hanging around?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them died in horrible ways too.
Or is there like a cap on how long you do haunting? Six
yeah.
years or something?
Yeah, these are important questions.
Unfortunately, the text inbox is not working, so you have to call in today, 855-282-8255. I've seen Big Al has decided to do that, so that'll delight the audience. He says he has a ghost story. And Gary Kornfeld has decided to text my phone. Doug, former coach at the University High School. And yeah. Iggy, is he a Brentwood High School Hall of Famer like you?
He goes in this summer.
There you go. He says, I agree. You should have been the starting quarterback at the U High. That darn athletic talent got in the way. You were and still are the best driver's ed student.
Yeah, the best driver.
You just gonged Gary Kornfeld.
And you broke the gong.
Sorry. Nice. Here's my ghost
I should have
story.
Started over Steve Schnur. I don't care if he quarterbacked the Rose Bowl.
There is a...
Thank you. It's finally been said.
Yeah, I'm done with that. So when I was growing up, there's this one house where I grew up in South Nyack, New York, that is famous for being haunted. It might be Central Nyack, but it's in the Nyack area proper. And it's been written about. It's an old house. It's been there forever. Anyway, at some point, there was when I was in high school, the group was younger than me. They had a little party in the basement. The house had been redone and everything. And there was like a little spin the bottle session down there with
the
lights out.
Wow, wow,
and as this was going on, suddenly the lights went on, and I guess the ghost is like dressed in colonial garb. He's from days gone by. And there was a colonial guy, and I know three people that swear they saw this.
An apparition. Or yes. Another apparition.
Yeah, like a ghostly standing there, giving him a look of disapproval, and then the lights went out again. People were freaked out by this. And then apparently this house has been written about, and there have been other things over the years prior to this family moving in with this colonial ghost that's hanged. Doesn't do any bad, doesn't.
Is he a red coat, or is he fighting on the Patriot side?
Patriot side, I don't know.
Nice.
Now, Kat, I just pulled this up. It says, historic hotels with ghoulish guests.
Oh.
Pfister Hotel, Milwaukee. The ghosts at this fabulous world-class hotel have teased some pretty high-profile guests over the years, including the likes of professional ball players. One was spooked enough to sleep with his bat. Another left his room to sleep in the couch in the lobby. So it's not just the Cardinals.
There's I told you that this story, I mean, this hotel has been, there's rumors of it being haunted for years. Brendan Ryan was once asked about it at the ballpark by some local writer, because they always ask, hey, did you see any ghosts? And Brendan Ryan told him yes, and the guy wrote about it.
Did they give
and
any,
then then Brendan retracted it, said I thought he knew I was kidding.
Any names of these players, Iggy, or they just...
Darnell Coles.
Just unnamed
No,
people.
Just the only team mentioned is the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, but it's always an unnamed player.
Well, that's why you need a podcast that holds people accountable and gets to the bottom of things. And that podcast is the Cat Chat Podcast.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Where we name names and get to the bottom of these haunting
stories. I hate that I can't access the text inbox during Ghost Story Hour here. Because I'm sure the listeners are texting in fast and furious. But if you want to share your stories today,
just drop
it's old school radio. It's old school radio, Doug. We go to the phone lines.
All right.
The appliance discounter phone lines. Uh-huh. Yeah, Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al. Hello.
Morning, gang.
Hello.
Well, I know you're not going to believe me, so you got a special treat here. Hold on.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, guys. How are you today?
Oh, hello,
Atlanta
Rose
Big Al. Is at Lake St. Louis.
Merry Christmas to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Well, we do have a ghost that lives in our house.
Do you?
And yes. And he was not very nice. Mm. He would open our door.
Poltergeist.
Or he would do like crazy things with our lights. And so I started to get on to him, and then he's been very nice. I can feel him in one of the rooms in our basement. I can feel him if I'm asleep. He'll just touch my arm. And every so often, he's not crazy about Al so much as he is me, but like I could hear him if I was going to wake up in the morning. And usually Al would say, it's time to get up, babe. And I would hear this voice, and I would go upstairs, and he's sound asleep, but that voice woke me up. And our dogs would look at us and look at something like there's a shadow or something. They could see him. And we had a picture on our wall that was going down our steps. And one morning about 4 a.m., we heard this big crash. The nail is still in our wall. And I always said I hated that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that picture came off that wall and went down our steps and just crashed.
Mm, broke the
so
frame,
we do have
probably.
One, but he's very friendly to us.
You know, if you want him out, I would just have your husband walk around the house naked. I think that would make the ghost flee.
Okay, wasn't that
funny,
ma'am?
Well, that might
do
it. That might do it. Well, you all have a
Thanks,
Merry
Tim.
Christmas.
Well, thank
okay,
you,
bye.
Mrs. Big
Merry
Al.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Finally, we can say Merry Christmas in this country. So, Doug, Big Al's house is haunted in Lake St. Louis.
Did it sound like a little bit of a cuck situation in that?
Oh,
with that
how did you
get
out? What in the world?
Everything
wife.
To you is
his
that kind of situation.
Phone.
No, she like would talk about how she doesn't like, or the ghost doesn't like Big Al, typical cuck.
Yeah.
You know, is more interested in the female partaking than the male.
Sure.
And would gently touch and rub her arm.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. Signs.
Doug, there are ghosts who cuckold, gentlemen.
Apparently, we just heard about one.
Potential. I didn't say this was, you know, I'd have
no,
to do
not,
my research
you're not
on
officially
that.
Officially reveal it yet.
You see the cuck in everything, though, don't you?
I just heard the light touching of the arm and being very interested and into the female. I just figured, got to call it out.
Right.
We should have a seance in here this morning.
Or we could just see if we could turn the thermostat down. I'd like to start with that.
I've told
Doug,
you.
Doug, they're trying to smoke us out of our holes.
Like squirrels in the garage, where you turn the car on and shut the garage door and you gas them to death. I had to do that a few times. That's what's happening here.
God almighty, what is going on? And I can't get in the text inbox. Maybe we should just play Swope's Picks and just come back tomorrow and after the cat chat and then figure out which Cardinals this is. I am so fascinated by this. I legitimately am.
I had heard about this, but he names names.
Wow.
And I was kind of surprised by that because I'm thinking the player who was named probably don't want to be answering questions about it.
But he'll probably have to after this.
Well, the Cat Chat podcast is listened to by every national baseball writer.
That's correct.
Well, three times.
Okay.
That's true.
And they all leave comments. So go ahead and check it out and leave a comment on iTunes. Grichuk tonight, fun stuff there with his how he gets along with his teammates, interaction with the room, so to speak, and then Colton Wong.
Okay. More ghost stories, I hope.
Yeah, the ghost story thing.
Yeah, I like a good ghost story. We had UFO stories in the news yesterday. You see those?
Oh, is that the stuff from a couple weeks ago?
Well, this was yesterday. Somebody had a Navy pilot.
Hannity said Obama sent up a flying saucer.
No, it's part of Harry Reid sponsored something where they spent $24 million on UFO research during the Obama administration, and they had some Navy pilot testifying that they had seen one.
Yes, I mean, I don't know why Reid could get killed for a lot of things for his tenure, but he actually started this organization that follows up on reports of UFOs by people within the military and mm-hmm. government pilots and such, people that they have already vetted that are credible to follow up to see what this is all about. So right. I don't think to look and say you spend money on that. I think that's fairly reasonable. A lot of people feel like and I think it's one of the more rational conspiracy theories that the government knows more about life outside of our solar system than they're mm-hmm. letting on. I don't think that's crazy to think that there's life out there. I'm not so sure. If
they stopped the program, by the way, because of the money.
Yeah. Well, they said they stopped it, but there's all kinds of what they call black money that's unaccounted for in the budget, and they believe that it's still funded in some ways through other sources. There's a lot of money, and you're talking about the budget the size of the United States that is impossible to account for.
I don't know.
And it goes to black ops, black operations, things like and some of it could still be going to this group.
I'm not sure exactly where that money would go, who's studying it, and how you have to spend money to study UFOs.
Well, it's investigating follow-up stories from pilots that have seen stuff and to do the research.
Why would that cost a lot of money?
Anything the government does costs a lot of money.
To do interviews with pilots. Not sure why that would cost a lot of money.
They also say a lot of these UFO reports that have been coming out recently, just new weaponry by our armed forces, new crafts and stuff being tested over New Mexico or wherever the sightings
could be. That's happened. Some of the UFOs that were supposedly spotted in the St. Louis area was stuff flying around from Scott Air Force Base. But there are pilots who have no reason to be making up stories.
There's a ton.
Mid-jillion hours and are seeing things that
there's a ton of recordings from air traffic saying, I see something. Can I get help as to identify it? It's moving like something I've never seen before. There's a bunch of those. If a alien species landed and there was we would get better video because everyone has a cell phone. Everyone has a cell phone. And we don't have really great video evidence of anything.
Some people think they're here now among us. I always thought about it. It could be like when we see ants scurrying around on the ground, building an anthill, and underneath the ground, they've got tunnels and they store food and they work together.
Tunnels 12,000.
They're not completely mindless organisms. They're actually busy and they're doing something and they have a goal and they're planning something. And yet we stand over them. They have no idea who we are. They have no idea how superior our intellect is to theirs, and yet they've got their own little society going there. Is it not impossible that someone has an intellect just that much greater than ours, that we just don't really understand what's going on there? Just like an ant or a bee colony that's working together for the queen and making honey. I mean, they think that's the universe.
But we know that it isn't, and we could squash them out in a second if we wanted to. We choose not to, usually. There could be some
other... Boy, you really think you're pretty special,
could be
don't
some
you?
Other species that is that far advanced from
yeah,
us.
If absolutely.
If they've had a 3-billion-year head start somewhere.
Why would they care about us?
Just interested. Why do we care about ants?
I don't.
Because they're there.
I don't. I don't stand over an anthill and go, look at them.
But you have at some point. You've seen ants on the ground, I'm sure.
Yes, but I don't stand... You bring up a point like, no, maybe when I was 3 years old, I was fascinated, but just because I see an ant on the ground doesn't mean I stop and go, oh, look at the little community.
Well,
what are you up
to, ants?
Well,
that's not the point of the story. The point is... Just like fish in the ocean, to them that's their world. They have no idea that we are far superior to them intellectually.
Some people say that our little universe could be a molecule in the fingertip of another being.
Oh, it could.
We
well
don't
be.
Even know. Yeah. I agree with you, except for the ant analogy. I refuse to say that I stand over an ant colony and marvel.
Well, then you've missed the entire point of the story.
What was the point?
The point is...
We see ants, we see fish, we have yet to see
but the point
things
is
that
they
you
know,
think are
I
out there.
I understood your point.
Well, Iggy says, what is the point again? Okay, we'll go
well,
through
it slower. It wasn't a good point.
No, you don't have to go through it again. I was just... You're talking about things we see.
Correct, but they don't see
don't
us.
See
the ants don't see
aliens.
Us.
Aliens.
The ants don't see us.
I'm sure they do. They see a foot come and they go the other way.
They don't see or recognize that there is a being far more intelligent than them. They don't get it. They're not smart enough to know what we're capable of. They have no idea what we're capable of as humans.
We are smart enough.
Yes,
as human
we are.
Beings, we're smart enough, but we've never seen another.
But put yourself in the position of the ant. This is a species that has no idea that there is another species far superior to them. Just as we could be the ant. And there could be someone from another galaxy somewhere far superior to us, and we don't get it.
I did on my porch.
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, Bass Bird.
I saw two beetles, and I could have sworn they were discussing how the graphics on Channel 4 aren't as good as Channel 5.
Well, because they're trying to get it through YouTube TV. Doesn't work. Go ahead and pay your cable bill.
Tim is like, please let the... text inbox get fixed so I don't have to listen to these guys anymore.
Doug, you can dine out for Officer Ryan O'Connor of the Arnold Police Department this Wednesday from 11 to 10 at Helen Fitzgerald's and the Cybergs family of restaurants. All their locations will be donating 10% of their sales to the Shield of Hope Lodge 15. In Officer O'Connor's name, give back to those who protect and serve. A public service announcement from Helen Fitzgerald, Cybergs, and 590 The Fan, KFNS. Larry Nickel will be with us coming up here in a matter of moments. And then Brian Curtis has an appearance scheduled at 9 o'clock, Doug, for you to talk it over with him.
Okay, what's he talking about?
Cat.
UFOs or ghosts?
Ooh, I'm going to listen to that cat chat.
All right.
It's pretty good. We talk a little baseball, and then out of the blue, boom. Ghostly encounters.
Here's Mike Francesa giving a stock tip yesterday on CNBC.
Oh, Bitcoin? Go ahead, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Twitter is ordinary people being tough on us. At what point do the people who get tweeted at and harassed just say, the hell with it? I'm not going there.
Everyone goes there, though. Twitter in our business or in a business.
The athletes are all on there.
Everybody uses it. Yep. Every athlete uses it. You just have to be able to weed out what's real, what's not. I mean, everything is fake stuff. There's like 14 fake stuff, different categories for me there, but different ones have businesses there. But from the standpoint of this, I always felt this stock was the worst run stock in America because they should be indispensable. In sports and in business, people would pay anything a month for Twitter because you need it, because everybody follows it every minute of the day. So it's like a running 24-hour just news stream of information.
What they couldn't figure out.
Hey, you don't own it, right? You don't own it. I'm not on it. I'm a Twitter subject. I don't ever go on Twitter.
Twitter subject, but he never goes on Twitter.
Like what we do, we take, like there's like Funhouse or at back after this. That's the Twitter handle. They do all the Mike Francesa funny, stupid interviews and what we cut. So that's what he means.
Right. He said it was indispensable, but he's not on Twitter. I don't get that.
Yeah. And the other big social media platforms are the same way. I mean, if Facebook charged you $3 a month, you'd pay $3 a month, wouldn't you? Same with Twitter. If it was $1 a month, you'd pay. And they'd be bringing in billions more than what they're already bringing in. Facebook,
why can't they sell it better? Why can't they put little ads on there?
I think Facebook does.
I'm talking about
Facebook.
Twitter.
Absolutely does.
Yeah. I don't see it on Twitter. I don't know.
You got to figure that out. Keep it free. Make the advertisers pay something. Everyone gets rich.
If you ever click on a Facebook video, you always get an ad in the middle of something.
Yeah, when I tweeted out that it's Tom Lawless's birthday today, that's free. So enjoy.
Well, it's
enjoy
information that's pretty easily to find if you're looking for it.
Doug, Iggy had a chance to catch up with Robert Wagner.
No, he didn't.
Okay, heart to heart.
That's right.
Good show.
Here's an audio post.
I'm talking about the great Robert Wagner. Robert, how are you?
Thank you so much for that introduction, Iggy. I appreciate it very much.
He knows you
all
too.
Right, final question, and you may not want to answer this. I'm going to ask it anyway. Somebody comes to you and says, Robert, I know we have the Mount Rushmore of the presidents. In Hollywood, we are going to do a Mount Rushmore of the four most beautiful actresses of all time. Mm. But we're going to let you pick who we're putting on the Mount Rushmore. Can you narrow it down to four and make a Mount Rushmore of the four most beautiful actresses you've ever worked with?
Iggy, I'm not going to answer that question.
I didn't think so.
They were all beautiful. They couldn't make a Mount Rushmore out of the women that I knew.
Well, Robert,
I'm not going to answer that question, Iggy.
I didn't think you would, but I thought, we're big on Mount Rushmores on this show, so I thought I would try and throw that out there for you.
Yeah, I can imagine you would be. And it's a good question.
What does that mean?
But I'm not going to answer. Thank you. Happy holidays to you, Iggy.
Oh, he was done at that point.
Can you clip off the fake Hollywood laugh? That's what I... Hollywood.
Did you ask him about Natalie Wood?
No, I... Mentioned how much I enjoyed her work, and he talked glowingly about her. But
who killed her?
He was on the yacht when she drowned, right?
And so was Christopher Walken.
Who killed her? Someone, right? It was a natural.
And she fell overboard and drowned.
But there's always been conspiracy that somebody killed her.
Some thought she may have been drunk.
The captain tried to blame it on Robert Wagner, but he was cleared. Still going on. People just want to find out what happened. Yeah. She was definitely afraid of the water.
Then how did she fall in it?
She was drunk, I'm sure. They were all drinking. I think that was proven, but she was in a movie where the director threw her in the ocean and she just was definitely afraid of the water.
Was she afraid of sharks?
I think she's just afraid of the ocean.
Well, if you can't swim, that would
Where was Walken during all this business, sir?
I don't know. I wasn't on the boat.
All right, you may step down.
This
you
was before.
Down,
now,
sir.
If it would have been after the interview, he'd probably invited me.
Seems
but.
You were very quickly to pass it off as an accident, an unfortunate drinking.
Yeah, well,
episode.
It happened
well,
about 40 years ago.
There might be more to the story. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think we get the picture.
It was 35 years ago, 40 years ago, I think.
Doug, could you tell everybody about the STL tax lawyer, if you could?
Well,
because
sure.
He was kind enough to deliver us Christmas gifts that included Pro V Huns.
Yeah, gave us some fabulous golf balls, and we would like to thank Mark Milton for that. He's a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. If you're currently sideways with the IRS, if you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night, if you're facing tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, all these horrible things, you can get some resolution to that if you give this guy a little jingle. He, again, is a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. His name is Mark Milton. I'll give his website now, stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton and stltaxlawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. You got a guy right here in St. Louis that can take care of all of your problems. If you have IRS issues, visit stltaxlawyer.com today. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Or advertisements.
What a nice guy, too. He came up to at the TMA event and apologized for only giving us a sleeve of balls and giving Tim a dozen. And I said, you're kidding me, right? That was just a great gesture on you to even think of us, so thank you.
Thank you, Milty.
STL tax lawyer to you. Hey, it's time for Larry Nichol.
Hit the lever.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our
590 The Fan.
Wrestling
Fix that
edit. Larry Nichol, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Look, there it is, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the great Larry Nichol.
Hello, Nixie.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Well, we're still talking about you getting Robin fed at Hot Shots on Manchester.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And Doug, that was by a school teacher who's now a member of the fan page.
It sure was. Thank you, Schoolie. So how's it taste after someone has chewed up the food for you?
Now we're getting somewhere, Doug.
It was pretty good.
All right. Saves you some chomps, I guess. Huh?
Yes.
Was that your favorite Robin feeding
good
experience?
That's a good question.
You've had others.
I know all the Robin feedings that I did at the TMA live events, they're all good.
Now, what is it? Is it
the one?
Is it the close proximity to a female? Is it the fact that you enjoy the food being saturated with someone else's saliva? What is it that you find most enjoyable about that experience, sir?
The close proximity to a female.
Clip that off.
Mm. Wow.
But the female is spitting chewed up food into your mouth.
I know, but it's still close proximity to a female.
Okay.
Wow.
Doug, in that case, a lot of our listeners probably should get Robin fed.
Right. It'd be the closest encounter that they're going to have, too.
In this case, this was kind of a fun one. I think we did this because it was close to Christmas.
Yeah.
I apologize. The holidays. And she chewed up pizza and spit it in your mouth. Mm. Historically, you have had chicken wings spit into your mouth.
Right.
Did you notice any difference?
Difference.
No, as long as it's... they can consume, I don't mind.
Okay. On the nation all day.
What that had to do with anything?
I love it.
Well, because the Cubs don't offer this.
Chambers, you my boy.
So it was an exciting night, Larry. I think all of us really had a wonderful time. It was great that you could be with us.
Yeah, we need to do it again next month.
Yeah, I think we will, Doug.
Okay.
Now, if you like the Robin feeding business so much, perhaps at Christmas, someone will chew up your Christmas meal and feed it to you that way.
Well, I don't want to subject family tonight to that, so there's no way to do it when we do TNA Live.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, probably a good thought.
What's that whistling noise I'm hearing? I hear whistles.
It's a bird sound, out of respect for our... I mean, I feel Robin he's a Robin again. Feeding yeah. expert now.
Oh, that was a Robin.
See, Doug?
See?
God, okay. You got to think at a higher level to focus
on this
show.
What's
the play it one more time.
See?
Okay.
How wonderful
sound
is that?
Like a Robin to me.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Yep. Take that, KMOX.
Yeah.
Doug, here's the WWE clip from last night.
Okay.
3 years ago, a revolution started in the WWE, led by all of the women in this ring, all of the women on SmackDown Live, and every single woman to ever step foot inside the squared circle, including the fabulous Moolah and the great Mae Young.
Who's that, Gloria
Steinem?
Because
of you, we had the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match, the first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match, and just 2 weeks ago, women competed inside the ring in the Middle East for the first time in WWE for the women's championship match. But that's not enough. What do you say, ladies? You make history once again.
Oh.
Do you people want to see these women make history once again? Then on January 28th, the road to WrestleMania kicks off in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we will have, for the very first time, an all-women's Royal Rumble match!
Oh, you're talking about historic.
Larry, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, this is the first time they have ever done that type of match with the female competitor.
What type of match would that be?
It will be a over-the-top rope battle royal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing they're going to follow the same premise as the male Royal Rumble match. So they have two female competitors start.
Oh, so like a male-female-female, which is less popular, Doug, than a male-male-female match.
That's what I've heard on this show.
Here's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
For 20 years, or should I say 30 years, they always
whatever
had the Royal Rumble
about,
match.
Fine.
For 30 years, they always had the Royal Rumble match for the guys, where two male superstars start,
mm-hmm.
and a minute and a half, every 2 minutes after that, a new competitor comes out. You don't know who it is. And the way to get eliminated is to be thrown over the top rope.
Or jump. Sometimes they jump, cause themselves to go
Why
over.
Would they jump? That eliminates them from the match.
They try to punch over somebody's head, and they just fall over the top of the rope. I've seen that.
Seeming like they could stop themselves if they wanted.
Yeah, but inertia is a powerful force, apparently. Yeah. All right, go ahead, please.
Can I thank you. And both feet half the times the floor.
Right. I have seen some incredible Royal Rumbles in which a gentleman, Doug, he is fighting for his dear life, and he is holding on to the top rope because if his feet touch the ground, he is out and he's able to pull himself back up. Remember Brutus the Barber Beefcake in 1988, Larry?
The definition of intestinal fortitude. I remember that well, Tim.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, what would make this so, what would make this so darned historic?
Well, Doug, you know, you always seem to knock things you don't understand. For example, ghosts playing pianos at random hotels in Milwaukee. Larry, I think it's a great moment for America. It's obviously a great moment for wrestling. Let me ask you, in your opinion, as a wrestling insider, which female wrestler was most responsible for crashing through that glass ceiling?
Wow, that's a good, I would say Tori Wilson, Larry.
To me, all female competitors broke through that glass ceiling because sometimes they get a unfair shake, as in, this is only for guys, you can't do this. But there's been female military people, and there's been other females who maybe I want to play football or other kind of sports.
Patty Berg played quarterback on one of Bud Wilkinson's teams down there at Oklahoma.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get at. Some people want to play the glass ceiling on other aspects of their life or whatever.
Right.
But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about.
Okay.
Since this is the first female Royal Rumble match, like I said, they're going to follow the same premise as the male.
Yeah.
But they're probably going to, since there's going to be 20 female competitors, they're probably going to do 1 to 20. Then maybe
get ready.
If they
Here
begin,
comes a butt plug. Oh no.
Clousy. It just doesn't sound that much different than what they've already done. How is this historic?
It's a Royal Rumble.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
It's the first ever female Royal Rumble match.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why Doug can't get a grasp
the big
of
thing is
the historic
jump,
nature of
gonna
this.
They're going to jump over the top rope. That makes it completely different.
Doug, don't get me started, please.
Okay.
Wasn't China in a Royal Rumble against the men one time and won?
That's half right. China was in the Royal Rumble match, but yet, she did not win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I don't really understand that at all.
All right.
Anything else we should know about last night's show aside from the announcement of the historic match that's coming up?
This gal that was making the announcement said that they were competing in the Middle East for the first time. How did that go over?
It went over pretty good. Because as Stephanie McMahon, that boy is Phantom Doug, she said that all the female fans in the Middle East were chanting, this is hope, as in they were given hope where they can do stuff like the men do.
Okay.
All right. Well, what part of the Middle East was it?
Abu Dhabi.
Okay. I would think that would be quite different than most of the other entertainment they get over in that region.
It is, because this is the first time referee has been at Abu Dhabi, albeit we have a women's championship match in Abu Dhabi.
Now, is that Saudi Arabia? Is that where that is?
I believe so.
Thank you, Eddie.
Okay. All right, then. I guess that was historic as well.
Yeah, because there's been the first women's Hell in a Cell match, the first ever women's Money in the Bank match.
UAE.
By the way, I was there with the title sponsored as by presentation of Ryan Kelly.
Nice.
By the way, home loans, you can do new ones or get your home loan refinance with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. There are three ways you can do this. You can go to his world headquarters on Redwood Boulevard in Redwood, Missouri.
Sure.
You can call at 314-781-9700. Yeah. Or you can go online at thehomeloanexpert.com, Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Okay, you laid that out nicely.
I think they had a woman. I think they had a female Royal Rumble once, but you didn't have to go over the top rope. It was, I think it was, they tried to title it a bra and panties match that you had to take off the top and the bottoms. But I think they were all in the ring at one time.
Yeah, that's totally different. It was just a bra and panties match.
So, you've come a long way, baby.
That's right.
Chairman of the board
gives them all hope in the Middle East.
You've got your own cigarettes now, baby. You've come a long, long way.
Larry, yeah. Ryan Kelly's on hold, and he has a dentist appointment at 8, so I got to unfortunately wrap this up. But do you have the top 5 countries for us?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now would be the time to give them to us.
Right.
Okay, there'll be number 5, Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Dhabi.
Number 4, Russia.
Better put Jerusalem.
Number 3, Jerusalem.
Oh, I like it.
Number 2, another tie. Israel and Paul Weiser.
Wow.
Okay.
And of course, number 1, United States of America.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Very nice, Larry.
Larry, Ryan's on. I'm going to go to Ryan, but God bless you.
God bless you, Larry.
God
You're
bless
great.
These United States of America.
You're great, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and God bless America.
There he is, the best in the business.
Thank you, Nixie.
Doug, fighting the war on Christmas.
He's
Larry
beautiful.
Nickel. And look, everybody, it's Ryan Kelly.
Hi,
again,
Ryan.
Everybody.
Well, good morning. I went to sort of jump on. How are you today?
Oh, we can barely hear you. That was a little muffled.
Muffled.
Well, I'll try to talk louder. That's not a problem. Oh, how about now?
That's
clear as a bell. Clear, Jack. Clear as a bell. Tetley T.
How am I supposed to follow up with Larry Nickel? I felt I'm being set up.
Well, we could barely hear you again. It got muffled again.
Well, my point is, you have Larry Nickel, who rules the radio waves, talking about going to Abu Dhabi. He's listing his top 5 countries, and he's throwing out a home loan expert advertisement that I couldn't even do myself. It was so good. I feel like I'm being set up following that. Nothing I say or do is going to be funny. Nothing I say or do is going to be important or relevant anymore. It's just like, hey, we have the king of Elvis Presley on, and next up's the Shrinking Violets or something like that. Just how do you compete with that?
Great. Getting a great rate on a home loan is always relevant, sir.
And that's why I love the cat right there. You always know what to say.
Yep.
You always know
she
what
does.
To do. Regional family, a good life, and you deserve everything you accomplish. How about this? I'll talk about mortgages. That's what I love to do. I love to do mortgages. Isn't that weird? Well, show me another person walking around this town that loves to do mortgages as much as I do. I'll give you $100. How about that?
All right.
I'm pretty cheap. I don't like to spend my money except for marketing because marketing makes the phones ring. So I better get down to my marketing. It's that time of year. It's the end of December. A lot of us, myself included, have acquired a lot of debt this year, and you're looking for ways to reduce that debt, pay it off, and start 2018 fresh. Cash out refinance, our most popular loan right now. People are calling like crazy, and they're saying, hey, got $15,000 or so in credit cards. It's built up with school, the holidays, parties, business, whatever it is. I got it now, and I don't want to take it into next year. What can you do to help us? And we dig in. We start working up options for people. We pull the credit. We see what the scores are. We see what we're dealing with credit cards. And I get an idea of what your home's worth. And we prepare options. And a cash out refinance is the same as a normal refinance, but we don't stop there. We get you the money you need to pay off those debts and save you $500, $600, $800 a month going to the next year. Best part, do it with no out-of-pocket costs. You skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. No one's doing stuff like us at the Home Loan Expert. Apply online right now. 314-781-9700. Old boys are standing by, ready to take your call. Or you can apply anytime online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Boys, I'll leave it there unless we got anything really exciting to talk about. I'm ready to jump right in with you.
Ryan's got a dentist appointment.
Oh, I got one today, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys have the same dentist.
Well, possibly.
What time are you going? 2:30?
That's enough.
I don't know why.
It's hard to hear you. Your phone is coming in and out. It's hard to hear you this morning, Rye.
Well, it's because I'm at the dentist office, and they don't have the best reception around here in this part of town, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Well, good luck.
I got to pay these guys a lot of money to go saw all my teeth some more and do all that lovely stuff. So I wanted to go with that. Guys, I appreciate it. Let me jump on. Tim, the podcast just dropped. It's amazing. They always are. Kat, can't wait for the Cardinals to come back so I can watch you beautiful on TV. I'm going to catch you as much as I can on the news. Those hot takes are nothing short but amazing. Gentlemen, I got to go non-pay for this time at the dentist, and I'll talk to you soon.
There he is, Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor, Doug. Off to the dentist, and you will join him soon.
I won't join him. I'll go to probably a separate dentist at like 3 hours
later. What are you, Jerry the Barber, that guy that you always talk about?
No, Jerry the Barber is not my dentist. I got old Dr. Spurk.
Here's what you say to your dentist. Job. You go, hey, what's the matter? Something wrong? Why? You're looking down in the mouth.
Telling you, we're ready for FM.
They probably haven't heard that either.
we got a break. It's Ryan Kelly. Morning again.